now it's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
That would be us, so let's get it going, shall we? Slammin' Sammy Sound from Played Forward, also star of the Steve Harvey Show, joining us. Talk a little local music and stuff like that there. Hello, Sammy.
Hi, honey. Are we saying star already? Don't you think it's too soon?
Not for you.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, the jacket Steve Harvey gave you, you haven't taken off since yes, and you've been back for like 2 weeks.
It's cold outside.
It's ripe, okay? And I tell you that because I love you, but it's ripe.
It's a great bomber jacket.
You tossed it on the chair, and I heard it crack.
You're so wrong.
It's time to take it to a dry cleaner. While there's a music segment, let me talk about music for a second. I'm a little concerned about what's happening in the world. You know, the getting farther and farther away from personal interaction. You know, and it started with the self-checkout at the grocery store, which I can never do without going, this isn't, it won't, and she has to come over, and it takes more time than actually having a real person that you can interact with, and wow, you got a lot of pins, how long you been at Chinooks, you know, so you have those conversations, but now when you're doing this stuff by yourself, right, you know, and then you got the bank, the ATMs, an automatic teller, good, you don't have to talk to anybody there either, took that out of the equation. So last night, after the show, I went to a bar.
Oh.
Because the wife's out of town, and there was a jukebox in the bar, and it had a, it takes pictures of the people that are there. You can get photos done. I mean, this was not your run of the mill. This was a flat screen touch thing. And it was flashing, you know, hit songs. Hey, how about playing this? Or your flies down, you know, whatever it was saying. And I looked up, and at one point, it gave text 12587, and you can pick your music for the jukebox from your cell phone.
Wow.
Without even getting up and walking to the jukebox for fear of actually running into someone and being forced to have a conversation. So again, eliminating human interaction.
You know what cracks me up about jukeboxes in bars? Just sidebar here. Because somebody can complain about paying a $5 cover for the band, yet they'll put $20 into a jukebox. Explain that to me.
That's a very good point. I can't. Oh. I don't have the answer.
We just don't have the answers.
But if you are too lazy to get off your bar stool, walk over to the jukebox, and plug in that Willie Nelson song, you should probably go home. It's that time.
I'm just worried about our kids.
Our kids?
Our kids. Not ours together. We haven't announced that.
Why are you worried about our kids?
You know, how are they going to cut the grass? Pretty soon it'll be an automatic grass cut.
That's a good thing.
Oh, that's right.
No, that would be good. But yeah, I was really saddened by that.
Oh, well, don't be sad, sweetheart.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like I wailed publicly.
Like last time?
Yeah, but I just thought that was really bizarre. You don't have to get up. You can and just put your credit card into your phone, and you could pick all the songs and... You know, so if you're at a bar that's full of a bunch of people you don't like or the service is really bad, you just put in $20 and play Donny Osmond 17 times and then walk out.
Or don't go to a bar with only jukeboxes. Go to bars with live music and support the scene.
What a great segue to the Thursday Night Music Club, as you are on top of it all, local bands, all that stuff. And Play It Forward, of course, your philanthropic effort to get music in the hands of kids who wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity, bringing instruments to schools and money to schools and music stands. And what's the latest?
Oh, my gosh. So much has happened just this week. So we'll start with today. We were at Gidsby Middle School in Granite City. Myself, Jack Schmidt Ford of Collinsville, and Ethan Jones of the Well Hungarians went out there today, and we took them, I don't know, 15 guitars for the program for next year. So, because it's almost the end of the school year. So we've actually exceeded our expectations. Not only are we providing music and instruments, we're also creating new music programs because they didn't have a guitar clinic, so to speak. But now for next year, they will via Play It Forward and your generous donations. So that was today. And we also presented them a check for $1,350 bucks. So that goes directly into their budget for next year. And they don't have to do a cake sale next year to raise a couple hundred bucks.
But earmarked for the music program.
Earmarked exactly, strictly just for the music program.
All right. The other end, there was an email out from you when I or a Facebook posting, which I quickly passed along. You're looking for, what are you looking for now?
It's for the Hope and Holy organization there in East St. Louis. We're doing a lot of work, actually, with East St. Louis. I mentioned this before. They're actually starting an orchestra. They've never had one before. They're actually using the El Sistema program, which was adopted in Venezuela many, many years ago. And that program was introduced by some doctor. He took 11 kids, started teaching in a very poor community, started teaching them music. And now today, El Sistema teaches over 300,000 very poor and underprivileged communities in Venezuela. So East St. Louis has adopted that El Sistema program into East St. Louis, and Play It Forward is going to start off, help them launch that program via 50 violins, 50 music stands, recorders, and Standard of Excellent books, which we will be purchasing from Mozingo's Music because they gifted us $5,000 on the Steve Harvey Show.
Yay. And the Steve Harvey Show, which you taped a couple of weeks ago when I didn't get my shout out that you promised to me, you lying little wench. Is actually going to air
next Friday,
a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow, March 29th. It airs at 4 p.m. On my cable, Charter, it's channel 12.
Right.
So whatever.
This is where you say check local listings.
Oh, okay. Check local listings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we'll do this again before you're on, so we'll remind people next week, but it's a week from tomorrow.
It is a week from tomorrow. And a good friend of mine, Jackie Poor, she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's actually writing up a press release for me, and we're going to get that sent out to all the local media and see who wants to pick it up. Speaking of Jackie Poor, I just wanted to mention, you're a Tab Benoit fan, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She works for HEC-TV, which is a higher education channel. Mm-hmm. Did a great documentary on Play It Forward last year. Just released the one on Tab Benoit. You have to watch it. It's on my Facebook. I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'll look for it.
Absolutely brilliant from the heart of Louisiana. I love it.
We will post that as well. All right, let's get on to some of the music. What did you bring for us tonight of local flavor?
Well, I was kind of in the mood to do some younger musicians,
okay.
And I've nailed it tonight. So these are some kids that I've known that live in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm just going to read off their names because they're amazing. Vince Toon, Jake LaPere, Ryan Cheddar McClary. Shout out to Cheddar. I love that kid. Tyler T. Money Eversman. And Tyler Lampert and all things drums. These kids are, I don't know, 16, 17 years old, full band. They played at Pops last month for the first round of Point Fest. Last Friday, they were at the annual Winter Snow Show. Do you like that? The Snow Show.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a minute to pronounce it.
It's supposed to be spring. It's freezing.
I know it. Anyway, that was last Friday in Edwardsville, Illinois. That was the fourth year they've done that. Just a great venue where they're having a bunch of high school and teenage bands perform. So I thought we'd play one of their songs.
Let's do that. What is it?
This band is called Say Yes, and the track is called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Nightmares are only subsided by dreams of profits and projects, of fearless standings, of your grounds and balance beam. The truth's not what it seems. Fears are only wrecking your mind. Shadows and monsters and fear of a lost star.
Say Yes, the band of young teens from the Metro East. And what's going to happen when a voice changes? I don't know.
I'll probably be 90 when they're...
Hopefully it won't be mid-song. But good luck to them in the Point Fest contest. I guess if they win, then they win a spot in that deal out of Riverport. Right?
Exactly. And you know what? I'll keep up with the boys on that. You know, I'm impressed with these young boys. They've been playing music together for quite a while. They're writing all their own stuff, and they're getting gigs. So you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter, Say Yes 618, if you're a tweeter.
How do you, in only 16 years of life, get a cool nickname like Cheddar and T-Money?
Cheddar cracks me up. I love it. Cheddar.
I want to say they were calling me Meatball. Another story for another time. All right, so are we doing all young kids tonight?
We've got one more young band called Erie Sun. Actually, Connor Lau, I wanted to pronounce his name correctly. This kid's 12 years old. I met Connor when he was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go way back. We do. And he sings with a gal named Jessie Phillips. I've listened to some of her stuff. She's absolutely amazing. These two kids met at music camp.
How old is she?
She's 16.
Oh, a cougar. Sorry, is that wrong?
That's kind of wrong.
Okay.
We don't mean that, Jessie. Jessie and Connor, I mean, again, 12 and 16 years old. They've got plenty of gigs throughout the town. You can check them out at Tequila Mexican Restaurant in St. Charles every Saturday from 6:45 to 9:30. That's a couple hour gig. Delio's, is that right?
Delio's.
Delio's Cafe and Deli in Florissant on April 12th from 8 to 10. And Ferguson's Farmers Market May 11th from 9 to 11.
Hey, 12 years old working more than me.
That's a lot of gigs for a couple of 12 year olds.
Kids today, that's the problem with this country.
And just last week, they opened up for Javier Mendoza when he played at the Sheldon.
Nice.
I mean, come on, you're 12 years old and you're playing at the Sheldon?
I was 11.
You can check him out at eriesun.com. Of course, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And I'm trying to find the name of this track that I sent over. Give me a second.
Well, why don't we just play it and we'll all sing along. Maybe we'll know by the time it's over.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Girl, Get Your Record On.
Can we hear their version?
Okay.
Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay. 30 years ago, that would have been impressive.
Somber, lonely. Sipping tea at the bar by the roadside. Just relax, just relax. Don't let those other boys spoil you. You gotta love that ever had you, yeah. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. And the more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Why don't you hesitate, girl? What's your record on?
She's 16 years old.
She's 16 and Connor's only 12.
How do you sing with that level of heartbreak when, you know, you're still using oxywash?
You know, because like we were just talking about, everything's so advanced that, you know, she sings like a 25-year-old. She's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah. And Erie Sun, I-R-I-E or Irie Sun?
I think it's Erie.
Yeah.
Yes. ErieSun.com. And obviously, these kids have some gigs around town. I think they're doing well. I'm looking forward to seeing them perform. I've met Connor when he was playing with another band. He's actually changed bands already, and he's 12.
He's on his fourth manager. Great 12-year-old diva. Good luck, buddy.
You know, again, this is, I love it because this is what Play It Forward is all about, is turning these kids on to music
How
at an
cool.
early age.
Absolutely. I mean, I throw in my little snide remarks. It's kind of what I'm known for. But you know, at the heart of it, I'm wildly impressed by these guys.
I knew you would be.
Just like, remember when we started talking about that one? Logos.
The Logos. They were like eight.
And then, you know, next thing you know, they're playing with Robin Trower. And they're still.
They won't even take my calls now.
Aren't they still going at it?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
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 Good.
We'd need to have them in studio maybe one time.
Really? All right.
Okay.
Well, that'd be great. What else are we going to do on our show?
Well, I thought.
On your show, sorry.
Hold on. That's funny. Yeah, so, Bottoms Up Blues Gang, a favorite of Play It Forward, John Carney, and Thursday Night Music Club. I thought we'd spin this because this weekend is Her Story Festival. This is what, the seventh Her Story weekend? It's at Pitchers.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't? It's this big event. It's in Belleville. This year it's at Pitchers from 7 till 1 a.m., 104 West Main. And it's a benefit they do every year, and it's arts and crafts and activities and music. Kimmy Voom puts it on. She's fantastic. So this week you're going to get Kim Massey, Bottoms Up Blues Gang, Bible Belt Sinners, just to name a few of the bands. $8 per night. You can check them out at toconfp.org. That's the Toco people, Toco Festival.
Right.
Yes. So, of course, Jeremy and Carrie are a part of this year. And the benefit is sending two single parents to for scholarships at SWCC. This is what this money is raised for. two single parents.
All right, what's SWIC?
SWIC, Southwestern Illinois College.
All right, well, you're so plugged in.
You're so hip.
I don't know these things. All right, well, cool. That's good news. And when is the Hearsters?
Her story is this weekend, Friday and Saturday in Belleville, Illinois. Before we go out, I do want to mention April 12th, St. Charles Family Arena. Play It Forward has a presence there. We're encouraging people to bring an instrument for the Almost Kiss Savage Amusement concert. Can't wait for that
Almost Kiss and Savage Amusement. I assume Almost Kiss is a Kiss cover band.
Yeah, I think they're from Kansas City. I've heard
that. It's not the little people, is
it? It's not.
It's not Mini Kiss.
It's not. Thank goodness.
It's one of the best shows I ever saw.
Well, you told me a story once, and it makes sense to me.
I enjoyed them immensely. They played Soulard Mardi Gras a few years ago. Love me some Mini Kiss.
But Savage Amusement, local boys, this is Wes Stillman, Jeff Meyer. Man, these guys, Wes, he's about, just a little guy, and he belts out that Scorpions
music.
See,
there are little guys in there.
Oh, yeah, see, there's a little thing going around.
All right, so that's April 12th. We'll have a chance to talk more about that and a fundraiser for Play It Forward. So obviously we're going to give that some love. And we're going to go out with the Bottoms Up Blues Gang in a week from Friday. The Steve Harvey Show at 4 o'clock will feature Slam and Sammy Sound, or Steve Harvey will be featured on the Slam and Sammy Show. See how
we'll
it works
change
out.
That name.
We'll remind you again before it happens. Thank you very much. Play It Forward, STL.org, too, for more information about what Sam and the gang are up to in getting instruments in the hands of kids. Well done, my dear, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We go out with some Bottoms Up Blues Gang. Then we look up Dan Durkholz's old address, and we'll talk some national acts coming to town and new releases you might want to pick up. Stick around.
My lips stack dome shaped to a styrofoam cup with the coffee gone. The conversation strong. All I got left to give, baby, is up. Oh, but sentiments like shadows grow. Whoa, so long. Guess I gotta go. Don't get up, don't cry. It's really very simple, just kiss my cheek and say goodbye. I never really go anywhere, anyway, I just pass through from time.